Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix, news and advice on marketing, media and the web.
Hello and welcome to show number 50. We've got the milestone
of the Brendan Sinclair.
Big 5-0. I've got the big 4-0 coming up soon, you know. This
do
month,
you?
In fact.
Really? Wow.
20 days. You going to buy me a present?
Of course I am.
Are you? Big present?
Yeah.
Like a rug, walking stick,
thermos? I didn't say it would be good. It might be big.
It might be big, like a balloon.
Yeah, just a big balloon.
Show number 50, Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix, Wednesday, the 1st of November 2006. I'm Brendan Sinclair. I'm turning 40 later on this month, and I'm joined by Tina Goodman. Hello, Tina.
Hi, Brendan.
How old are you?
23.
I can't even remember when I was 23. I'm so old now. Today, Tina, we're going to talk about conversion tips, how you can increase your conversion rate of your website. Now, we have a bit of experience with this, undoubtedly. The number one thing to increase the conversion rate of your website is, do you know?
The number one thing to increase the conversion rate of your website. Decrease your load time.
Decrease your load time.
Is that only for people with big loading websites?
If you've got a website and it takes more than 10 seconds to load, then 10% of people drop off after every second.
Okay.
So if your website takes 15 seconds to load, by the time it loads, you're going to have, you know, 60, 70% less. If it loads really quickly within a couple of seconds, that's fantastic, and more people will stay on. The faster loading the website is, the more likely people will stay on. They'll look at more pages, they'll spend more time on that website, and they're the two biggest indicators for if people are going to buy those other two things.
That's really interesting. What's really number two?
I don't know if it's actually number two. It's my number two, is the offer right? And that's a pretty obvious one, because if you have a website selling books and you're selling the latest novel, and it retails in a local shop for $30, and you're selling that same book for $50, then your offer is crap, particularly if your shipping charges are $17, so taking the book to $67 when the person could buy it for $30. Your offer has to be right. Your offer has to be relevant to the marketplace. So free shipping would be great, and a competitive price would be great. So that would be number two, your offer.
So what's number three?
Number three is, of course, the ease of the process. How easy it is to get from the homepage to the checkout and have finished it all. A huge percentage of shopping carts are abandoned along the way because they're just too difficult, or the shipping's too much, or people weren't aware of what the shipping was going to be, so they abandoned the cart, or it's too hard to view the product description, or the product description isn't relevant to the person looking. All of those sort of considerations. So this is about the usability of your website. It's about things like the navigation. It's things like the copywriting, etc. So that's number three. So the first thing you do to increase your conversions is you minimize your load time. You reduce the size of your graphic files if you can, and you code wherever you can as well. That usually doesn't chop off half as much as you can through your graphics.
Mm-hmm.
Your site's got to look great, but it's got to be quick loading. That's a fundamental aspect. So that's a way. Now, a really good site to check out is netmechanic.com, where you go there, try that service out, and they actually runs a report on your website and can tell you how quickly your website loads on a 56K modem. Can actually give you some graphics too to look at and compare with the current graphics on your site and how you can improve them and how you can reduce the space. So that's your first thing. Go through your graphics, give them a really good look. Now the offer is the next one. Is the offer relevant? Is it attractive to the visitor? Now the price is a big consideration there, but then you've got other things like, is it the right colours? Is it the right style? We found this when we're selling the UGG boots. Is it the right brand? Those sort of considerations.
How do you ascertain what the right considerations are for your product?
You do that through your market research. Obviously, your best type of market research is how many people are buying. So if you change an aspect of your product offering, so let's say you change the price, for example, your sales go up, you go, okay, well, that's obviously a more attractive offer. If you then take away a colour option of your product and your sales reduce, then that's an offer that's not attractive without that particular colour. So it's just a matter of testing, market research, and reviewing your stats. Now the easy process is the next thing. Is your information relevant? Is your headline effective? How easy is it to buy? A website I looked at for a fellow Kyle just the other day is using PayPal as the card. Now, that's not such a great thing because in our experience, we've had a lot of people come across a PayPal card and think they have to be a PayPal member to be able to use it, which immediately turns them off, reduces their conversion rate. So a huge thing for Kyle would be to get rid of the PayPal card as a shopping cart and use a more generic one. One we use quite a bit is oneshoppingcart.com, the number oneshoppingcart.com. That seems quite good.
Yep.
Another one we use is AmeriCart, which is a beauty. And obviously, you've always got the perceived risk in buying as a big limiter or a big part of the buying process. So if you can reduce that risk with things like guarantees, with things like testimonials, then you'll certainly sell more of your product.
So is there any other major thing we should be looking at in terms of getting conversions? Like, what about the copy on the website?
Yeah, the copy on the website's absolutely critical. Your main heading is the most important thing. I was reading copyblogger.com the other day, Brian Clark's great little site for copy.
That's a really great little site.
It is.
Yeah, you always talk about it.
He's done a sensational job with that site. Great site. Brian mentions that 8 out of 10 people will read the headline, but only 2 out of 10 will go on to read the body copy. That's because the headline's crap. So if you've got a great headline that really catches their eye, then that's the best thing to have because it draws people into the website and they get to read your offer.
What's the pros and cons, though, of making a headline that for search engines and making a headline that sounds great? Yeah. Do you have to try and do both, or is one more important than the other?
One's certainly more important than the other, and it's the being relevant to the person reading it. It's not so important these days for search engine optimization. I was going to say it's a little bit important. It's not even a little bit important. It's good to have it, your keyword phrase in your headline, but not that important.
Not even in the H1 in
No, not even tag. The H1. Your title tag is your most important by a mile. H1's, up there, but not that important. So your main heading is critical, and what you've got to get in that main heading is the benefit to the customer. You want to drag them in, you want to grab their attention. It's the old advertising formula, ADA, attention, interest, desire, and action. So you want to grab their attention straight away with the benefit, with what's relevant to them. And to do that, you need to research your market. You need to know what they're interested in. Are they men or women? Are they old or young? Why do they buy this product? Because once you know all that sort of stuff, then you can target your headline to be relevant to your buyer, to the person visiting, because hey, this is why they buy, this is who buys, so let's target the ad to those people. Then obviously your subheadings are important. Break your copy up, use your bullet points, use your subheadings,
and move
things along there. Now, a good point for a lot of sites is to have a search facility to search the products. That'll help your conversions along, because people are really quick in using the website. That's not quite the right word. People just jump on, go bang, 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 and they want the information right now. So
they're impatient.
They are impatient.
They won't wait for anything.
No. And if they have to wait, then they'll leave because there's so many more options out there. So if you give them a search facility to find the product, then that's going to be very useful as well. One thing.
Or just decent navigation, because some e-commerce sites, they don't have a lot of products. So you could lose people just with the word search. Yeah. So you've got to have decent navigation to back it up.
Yeah.
So whatever's most appropriate for your product, doesn't matter, as long as it's bloody easy to find.
Yeah, and create little pathways for people to get to the product. Then probably the next thing to sort of mention there is, I think I mentioned in a previous podcast, an About Us page of a snowboard retailer where they had a really friendly About Us page, and they found that people who visited the About Us page, their conversion rates went up. Now, we're trying that with some sites now where there's the friendly, informal sort of About Us page, but also more importantly than that, we've got the friendly, informal photographs of the staff. So good friendly photos of real staff, real people. And make it so that it's it's an approachable kind of website. So
does it depend on the product as to the kind of take that you put on it?
Yeah, I've got no doubt. If you've got fun things like snowboards, for example, then have a young, hip, sort of groovy About Us page. If you're selling something like
insurance, then you don't want to make a joke about it.
Yeah, exactly. You need a guy.
It's not funny.
No. You need a guy sitting there in a suit and a tie, being serious and looking trustworthy. So you've got to fit it to your target market so that it makes the most sense. So what I'd like to finish off with is the last thing is shipping. One thing that I read years ago, and it's certainly been borne out in our experience over the years, is that people don't like to pay shipping costs. If you can provide free shipping, then you will make more sales. Even if you have to put the price of your product up to cover the free shipping, you'll make more sales. If you reduce the price of your product and have $15 shipping, then your sales will go down.
Mm. Why is that?
Because people just don't like paying shipping for some reason. And the biggest culprits there are women. Women just do not like paying for shipping. Guys don't mind quite so much.
Perhaps it's like you get a particular price for a product and you think, yeah, I'm ready to buy the product for that price.
I'm comfortable with that price, yeah.
Yeah, and then as soon as someone says, oh, and how about this as well, yeah, then you sort of point. Back down a bit.
Yeah, you were ready to buy and then they put up a barrier. Oh, I'm not so keen. Oh, it's another $15, whatever. Oh, I'm going to go. So, once you get them excited and ready to buy, you can't put any barriers in their way. That's another really good point. So, limit your shipping costs as much as possible if you can. Make it free shipping if you're able to, because that will increase your sales. Now, Tina, we'll finish off by saying the most obvious thing about the way to increase your conversions.
Let me guess.
Yeah?
You have to quantify it and measure it.
Yeah, you've got to quantify and measure it. If you can just look at your stats continuously, say, hey, we've had 1,000 visitors and we've sold 60 products, that's fantastic. Okay, let's change the colour of the heading. 1,000 visitors, we've had 62 sales. Great. Let's change the colour heading again, see if we can beat that. Hey, the sales have gone down to 48 sales per 1,000 visitors. Let's go back to that previous header. Continue to measure and continue to review your statistics and continue to make changes to your website on an ongoing basis. Make notes of those changes when you make them and then follow up and see what the conversion impact has been.
Yeah.
And that's the most fundamental aspect of it. And I've been telling people lately that Google Analytics is a great little free statistical program. It takes a little while to load with some websites. But just check out Google Analytics and really helps you assessing your conversion rates and measuring the effectiveness of the factors that you've implemented into your website. So as usual, thanks for listening. Appreciate your feedback on our Skype account, which is Tailored, or visit tailoredpodcast.com and shoot us through feedback on the contact details there. That's all for me for show number 50. Very exciting.
Very.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix, news and advice on marketing, media, and the web.